Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. We are wrapping up our week together on 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And honestly, at the beginning of the week, part of me thought we might get into chapter 5, but there's no way because we've made it through like 7 verses per usual, as the Holy Spirit is slowing us down and letting us just marinate in the amazing power of God's word that shows us his glory, that changes us, that transforms us in the power of the Spirit, and gives us more confidence. And that's exactly what we were talking about yesterday. And I want to encourage you again, go and listen to the whole week, because the Spirit just really poured out upon us and encouraged us on our walk with the Lord. But as we talked about yesterday, and I really believe this, friends, the Lord is leading us in this time, each and every one of us, into a deeper confidence in him. And I think the Lord wants to deepen our faith and just secure us, to root us and ground us in love and in the confidence of who he is and what he's done for us. And we were declaring yesterday, I know that my Redeemer lives and I will stand with him on that day. This is what Paul is telling us. This is what Paul is proclaiming as he quoted King David. He's saying, I believed and so I speak. And he's saying, so this is what I speak, that I will be raised with Christ and live in his presence forever. Tell yourself that today. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you the faith to believe it, because we want to be people of hope and people of confidence, that we're living not in insecurity, but in the confident expectation of our hope, that Christ will bring us home to the Father, and to know that we know that we know that he will complete the work. Amen. Amen. We have Psalm 27 today for our opening prayer, which is such a beautiful passage, one of my favorite psalms. And I keep forgetting how many favorite psalms I have because I keep reading each one each day. And I'm like, wow, that was my favorite psalm. Wow, that was my favorite psalm. And so we're going to go ahead and we're going to pray some of this psalm, and then we'll dive into our last couple verses. So if you'll join me. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advance me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord, and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above my enemies who surround me. At his sacred tent, I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. I'm going to skip. I remain confident of this, that I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Lord, you are our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? You are our stronghold. Whom shall we fear? We just put our total trust and confidence in you. And we ask that you would give us simplicity of heart, that we may delight in your presence, that we may long for you in the sanctuary. We ask all of this in your most holy name. Amen. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Talk about confidence in the Lord. And before we get into 2 Corinthians, there's two things I want to point out from Psalm 27. This, like we said yesterday, remember this from Psalm 26, that those who put their hope in the Lord shall not be put to shame. Remember this from Psalm 27 and say it as an expression of confidence in the Lord. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? This is such, it gives confidence to our hearts that this is who the Lord is. It's such just an amazing word of confidence. And so say it. Say it when you're in hard times. Say it when you're in suffering. Say it when you don't feel confident. Lord, you are my light and my salvation. And then verse 4, one thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and seek him in his temple. Lord, we just ask you. We come to you. We ask that we would be people who desire to see your face, that we long to see you. We long to gaze upon you. Give us a longing to gaze upon your beauty. We ask this in your name. Amen. We have some amazing verses that lead us deeper into the confidence of God here. And we're going to begin again in verse 10. I'm going to read Corinthians 16, 16 through 18. It says this: "So we do not lose heart. Though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed every day. For this slight momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. Because we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal." I love, that's one of my favorite passages in all of Scripture. The things that are unseen are eternal. And again, Paul is building our confidence. He's sharing why he can be in chains. He's sharing why he can be afflicted, why these circumstances of life, why can Paul keep going? He's saying, we do not lose heart. We've been through all this and we do not lose heart. And this is an encouragement to you right now, wherever you're at. Do not lose heart. Do not give up. Do not stop. Keep going. Let your heart be encouraged. How do we encourage our hearts? Say, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Of whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. It can be hard. It can be difficult, but I will not lose heart. Why? Because our outer nature is wasting away and our inner nature is being renewed day by day. Paul's saying, maybe my body is being persecuted. Maybe my body is wasting away. All creation, as another place Paul will say, is groaning for the revelation of the glory of God. The things that are here, though they're good, though they're helpful, because the body is good, right? The body's not bad. The body's not corrupt. But the body, as we know it, that's under the dominion of death, is wasting away. Our outer nature, but our inner nature, the new man that's been renewed after the image of Christ, after the image of our Creator, through the power of our baptism, our inner nature is being renewed and is made eternal. Your outer nature may be wasting away, but your inner nature is becoming stronger and stronger, and you're looking more like Christ. This is why we do not lose heart. This is why we don't lose heart when there's war and poverty and horrible things that we should be trying to solve in the world, but it does not get us down. It does not crush us, because the outer world is wasting away and Christ is renewing us by the power of the Holy Spirit, and he will come back, and then even our bodies again will be renewed and will be glorified. For this slight momentary affliction, what's happening here, what we're enduring. And I love how Paul says this light momentary affliction, because for us, we consider light momentary affliction to being like, oh, I ran out of gas and I was in a hurry, or I spilled my drink and I really needed that caffeine or whatever. Paul's light affliction is being imprisoned, being persecuted, being trying to be killed. That's his light momentary affliction. The light affliction of the early church is this deep persecution in which many are killed for their faith. This light momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. I love in Romans, it puts it like this. It says, eye has not seen, nor ear has not heard, no heart can know what God has prepared for those who love him. He also continues on and he says, all things work for good for those who love God. God is preparing for us an amazing place, an eternal weight of glory. The eternal weight of glory he's referring to is a heavenly crown, a crown of glory that will be given to you. Jesus, who's seated at the right hand of the Father, the only Son of God, at the end times when we're purified and we make it through the tribulations and Jesus returns again on his white horse and the ruler of this world is thrown down and Jesus, who has blood on his robe from dealing with your enemies, will come and he'll judge the living and the dead. And if we're judged to be righteous and we're judged to be brought into eternity with him, we will be given a crown of glory. A crown of salvation, and this crown of glory is as weighty as the glory of the only Son of God. Because remember what Paul said is the light of the countenance of God's glory shines in your hearts. And he says, whatever you're going through now, this light momentary affliction, God will use it. He doesn't wish it upon you, but he's using it to prepare you for the glory that you will receive. So if you are not crushed, if you are not abandoned, if you are not struck down, keep going. Do not lose heart. Stay in the game. Keep fighting. Keep persevering. This is so much of what Paul says, and this is so much of what we need to hear. If you are listening and you are a follower of Christ, hear me. Do not give up. Believe it or not, it will get harder on earth. The pressure will get stronger. The hatred will get more intense. You will lose more friends. You will be more isolated. The suffering will get deeper, but do not lose heart, because although our outer nature is wasting away, what you're enduring now, if you endure, if you suffer with him, what is going to be given to you is eternal, an eternal weight of glory, a prize in heaven. Beyond all that you could know. The eternal weight of glory. And how do we do this? How do we endure? Because we look to not what we can see, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. God has been speaking this to me over and over and over again. Stop placing your hope in what's wasting away. You can take delight in earthly things. You can love earthly things. But look to what is unseen for your true happiness. Root yourself in the reality of heaven. Root yourself in the reality of eternity, because the things that are seen are passing away. They are wasting away. Doesn't mean they're not good. Doesn't mean they can't bring us earthly happiness. Doesn't mean we shouldn't delight in them. All those things are true. But the things that are unseen are eternal. And we're living in an era, we're living in a culture where everything we want, we get right away. Everything we grab, everything is a delight to the senses. Everything is for entertainment. And the scripture is saying, look to what you can't see. Don't just fill yourself immediately with what you can see. If you're longing for something, don't just put on a movie. Don't just grab Instagram. Don't just do X, Y, and Z. Don't just fill that hole, but look to the things that are eternal and say, right now I can't see it, but one day I will see God face to face. And that is what drives me. That is what allows me to endure. And friends, like we said yesterday, this is God bringing us into a deeper confidence. Because things will get more difficult on the earth before he comes again. They will get harder. They will get more challenging. And he's saying, trust in me. Look not to the political sphere. Look not to the presidents. Look not to the leaders. Look not to who's winning what war. But look to the things that are unseen. That Christ is seated in glory. That he's been crucified. That he died and was buried. He rose from the dead. And now he reigns at the right hand of the Father. And he will come and bring vindication. He will come to judge the living and the dead. And on his horse he will ride down. And with him he will bring a crown of eternal glory for those who stood strong with him. So we pray, Lord, help us endure till the end so we can receive the eternal weight of glory. God bless you, and we'll see you again next week.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.